Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Today we're going to fill you in on some brewery jargon, the meaning behind those words you're likely only going to hear in a brewery or tap room. Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
So you're going to sit down at the bar at the pub sometime, and you're probably going to hear words come up and say, I've never heard that word before in my life. Some of them are going to be how we uniquely use a word that you've heard before, and some of them are going to be brand new words to you. I think the one that people often don't understand is wort. W-O-R-T. Wort.
Wort.
And that sounds like a really dumb word. It sounds like something you'd have a medical condition for.
I need these worts removed.
In the brewing terminology, what wort is it's unfermented beer. It's basically part of the process.
It's the base.
So wort is you boil the wort, and that basically means liquefied grain sugars. And it hasn't been fermented. That is what beer is before you add the yeast, is the wort. So, and it's very, very sweet if you were to try it. Wort, if you just were to take a spoonful of it, would taste like sugar, lots and lots of sugar. I think the other thing that the word that we use that doesn't make any sense is called a mash tun, T-U-N, mash tun. So mash, it's the bowl of cereal grains that have been soaked and we're getting the sugars out of it. But the actual vessel that we do that in, we mash in, is a mash tun. Why is it not a mash vessel? Why is it not a cereal vessel? I don't know.
A mash pot,
but it is called a mash tun.
And
T-U-N.
You can do that in a pot. If you're brewing at home, you're probably going to be doing it in a pot.
So there's two words, wort and tun, don't make any sense at all. Once we're done brewing, we're going to cool the beer down to, we're going to go from boiling down to a regular temperature that we can pitch yeast. And that's called the knockout. So if somebody here says, I'm going to knock out the brewery, or I'm going to be in a knockout, or the brewery's during knockout, like that doesn't make any sense to anybody unless you're a brewer. But now you know that knockout is just making the beer, bringing it cold and crash or cooling it through a cooling apparatus down to a pitchable yeast. Another word, pitch.
Pitch.
Okay. Pitch is not a baseball term.
But see, they just come up.
Not a baseball term. Pitch just means to add the yeast to the beer.
Because if you put the yeast in the boiling wort or the near boiling wort, the yeast would just expire. It'd be done.
So there you go. Pitch yeast is yet another word that brewers use. We talked about this. I have like a whole list of words that just make sense that we use during the day. But now that we've talked about it, they don't make any sense to anybody unless you've been part of this.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller right after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we decipher some of those words you're likely only going to hear in a brewery or tap room. Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings and I decided that some of them are a lot of fun to say.
The firkin. Firkin is a fun word to say. F-I-R-K-E-N,
and
firkin.
And it leads to some other fun words too, like bung and bunghole.
Well, yes, so firkin, bung, and bunghole are all things that you will hear in a brewery.
All related to a barrel.
Don't pull over yet, or don't crash your car yet. We will tell you why. Those are all words that are... A firkin is actually a name of a vessel. It was originated in England. Now, it's a stainless steel vessel.
Then it was a wood barrel.
Then it was a wood barrel that you would put finished beer in, and then you would seal, that has a bung hole, that is what you put the beer into.
You seal the bung hole with the bung.
With the bung, you use a big hammer, and you hammer the bung into the bung hole of the firkin. These are all real words. We're not making this up.
No.
And then you let it ferment or a little bit at a warmer temperature, and it gets a natural carbonation. So this is then pulled through a beer engine, which is the one that sits on the end of the bar with a big handle.
I'd forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm. A beer engine. It actually doesn't run on beer. It runs on human power, but it delivers beer.
And so you pull a beer. That's where that comes from.
Yeah,
because you do literally pull it.
And sometimes it's called a Pullman. Because why not?
I actually hadn't heard that one before, calling it a Pullman.
Beer engine or a Pullman that will... Here's the sentence. I need to pull a pint from a Pullman or a beer engine out of the bung on the firkin. Some of the other things, cool ship is a word. We don't have one up at the pub here, but it's a cool ship. A cool ship. That sounds like a band from the 80s.
I like that word.
We should make a band called Cool Ship.
Cool Ship. Actually, it's a pretty good name for a band.
A cool ship is a large pan that you basically take your wort, we already know what this word is, and you throw it into the cool ship, and it just cools at room temperature.
In the open air.
In the open air. So instead of using a system to knock out the beer, we could throw the beer into a big pan and let it cool in the open air. Couple things that acronyms that we always use is SRM and IBU and ABV. Those always seem to come up.
Everybody probably knows ABV, alcohol by volume.
SRM is standard reference method. And that just means when you hear that's how dark a beer is. In how much light can pass through a beer. And then IBU stands for International Bittering Unit, and it's used as the back of the note card way to identify how much bitterness is in the beer.
So there you go. Just a few of the terms involved in making and serving beer. There are lots more. If you ever hear one and don't know what it is, just ask your server or brewer. They'll be happy to fill you in. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.